technology is moving on all the time, so these are becoming more and more useful in terms of both residents and also the police, I believe. The police have been asking people for footage when they're investigating certain instances. Now, of course, the regime of charging for registration dates back a long, long way. And when that regime first came in, data protection registration was really for businesses and for people who were holding personal client information like taxi companies and so on. Now it's much wider, and I'm wondering, you know, for what it actually is, yes, have it registered. But does the charge really need to apply to those individuals? This is something that a lot of people didn't even know before this information notice came out. I think there's a lot of people that have probably installed these things and not known that they had to register. And the concern is if people are less willing to come forward and more reluctant to do so. Then that impacts as well potentially on the police, because I've spoken to lots of people where they said the police have found the footage they've been able to provide quite useful. But like I say, technology is moving on, and I think we need to move with the times. And I just think that what the charge was there for originally and what it was meant to cover, things like proper CCTV systems 10, 15, 20 years ago, is not the same as what it now covers. And we need to look again.